Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't wait to fuck again.
Dead ass.
Hey, I'm Kadeen.
And I'm DeVal.
And we're the Ellises.
You may know us from posting funny videos with our boys.
And reading each other publicly as a form of therapy.
Wait, I make you need therapy?
Most days.
Wow.
Oh, and one more important thing to mention, we're married.
Yes, sir, we are. We created this podcast to open dialogue about some of life's most taboo topics.
Things most folks don't want to talk about.
Through the lens of a millennial married couple. Deadass is a term that we say every day. So when we say deadass, we're actually saying facts. 100. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We about to take pillow talk to a whole new level.
Deadass starts right now.
Story time.
Story time.
Story time.
I'm nervous about what you're going to tell. What you going to tell when we talking about intimacy and whatnot?
Why lack thereof. Why are you nervous?
I don't know, because you know you be having funny stories, because funny shit be happening in this house, y'all.
Nah, it's, to be honest, it's not even a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how you change.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How you change like immediately after the baby comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Because while the baby was in there, you mm-hmm. ain't want no parts of me at all.
Right.
You still handled your business. You still right. make sure I was taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But now, give you a quick story, how you almost made me crash. Right? I got Kay a car. Well, first of all, almost crashed your car. So I got Kay a car for a push
present.
Oh,
Lord.
All you women saying, what'd you get, Kay? What'd you get, Kay? The reason why we didn't post her push present is because it's not in our spirit to be boastful. It was a gift from me to her, and she received it. She didn't want to post it. Also, people is carjacking and killing people out here. And
thanks.
You got to keep shit off the internet, because I don't want people to know what type of car my wife drive, because we're not trying to have those problems. Because I do bust guns too. Just letting y'all know that. You try to roll up on my baby, you're going to get some chitty chitty bang bang. All right?
Brooklyn.
But that's not even the story. The story is, I'm driving the car coming back from the studio, right? And I see a DM, right? And I see the DM is from Kadeen. And
I'll be sending you wild DMs. So
you
I
do
get
be sending me wild DMs. And the DM says, it was a guy with the eyes open like this.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking down. And it says, when she puts her hair in a ponytail and takes that sip of water.
Oh, yes, right? Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
And then the caption said that Gawk Gawk 9000. And then you said, well, in my case, it's that sip of milk. Right.
Right.
And I almost crashed because I realized in that moment that my baby is coming back.
That's a fact.
Because it is 3 weeks postpartum, and now she's sending me
it's
the freaky
almost
nasty.
Almost four.
We're
counting down.
She on it, y'all. She on it. It's almost 4 weeks postpartum, and that's when she get back on her freaky deaky shit. Right after the baby comes out, that's when she start looking at me differently.
That's a fact.
But I seen that, and I almost laughed so hard. At the same time, speeding, I was doing like a buck 30.
Don't be
on
doing
400
that.
400 on my way
don't
home.
Be, don't just be on your phone while driving, bro.
I know.
Because you never know at any given moment when I'm gonna send you.
But the thing is, to be honest, I do, the minute I see blink, go up on my phone, I don't know if it's an emergency or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I check it first.
Yeah.
Then when I see it was a DM, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then when I see that, I was like, let me get my ass home. And I made it home in like 7 minutes after that.
Well,
ponytail, baby.
We know sling, what time sling. It is. Exactly. And my hair grew a little bit, you know? So I gotta make sure I pull it back so there's nothing in the way. Because there's nothing worse when you're doing what you gotta do and then you feel like the string of hair just messes up the whole flow, y'all. It messes up the whole flow. I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what it do. Baby, what you wanna do? Shoot your shot because I'm bulletproof. Load it up. Like, I don't even know if it's loaded. Do you have to load it anymore? Because you don't got much in there.
What you talking about? I stay loaded. That's how you keep getting pregnant.
Baby, what you want to do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what it is. Oh, hey. How it go again? Lost my whole train of thought.
See?
Lost my whole train of thought. Show me your wild side, boy. Because I know my wild side is en route.
Are you ready?
She coming back, y'all. But remember what Takiya said.
What Takiya?
Takiya had a discussion with us.
What Takiya say?
Takiya had a discussion with us. So let's go back to story time, right? Because this is all fun and games. But Takiya had a discussion with us before she left here, because she know how we stay. And Takiya was like, "Deval, let's have the conversation about your vasectomy." And she's like, "Kazeen, we're gonna have the conversation about when 6 weeks comes around. What are you gonna be doing to protect yourself from your husband?"
Well, I'm gonna need protection from you.
What are you doing to protect yourself from your husband after 6 weeks, but prior to his vasectomy? So, but let's not dampen the mood talking about ball snipping and
facts.
Whatnot. We can dive into rekindling intimacy after a baby, because I think that is probably something a lot of people are looking forward to.
Oh, that's the number one thing. All of my homeboys who just had babies are asking me, like, bro, when did things get back?
When is that going to happen? When do things go back to normal, right?
Yeah.
And then is there really a state of normal after you have a baby? Like, how is intimacy affected, I think, is also an issue or something to talk about, because women not feeling like themselves anymore or not looking like themselves anymore or not recognizing their body, does that affect how intimacy works?
I got tricks for that.
There's
a reason why your wild side is back.
Why?
It's my tricks. I'm going to let y'all in on it since this is our last baby.
All right, dive right in.
They don't have to be tricks no more, because you ain't going to be pregnant coming back no more. So I'm going to let you know what I did. Chill, baby. Let's go to break.
All right.
When we come back from break, I'm going to let all my
homies
in.
Now I'm curious. I'm like, what's going on?
I'm going to let all my homies in on what I did to make her want to pull up on me. Pull up on me.
Is it?
Pull up on me.
Is that why the beard is back?
Pull up on me.
All right, let's go to break. Let's go to break and we'll come back.
There's power in every purchase, because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. And y'all know I love my lip bar products. That's just one, to name a few.
There is a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long.
That's right, y'all. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
That's right. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, "Well, I had this career before, but it was a waste." And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to catch you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're back. Now I want to know. Tell me the secret. What you been doing? You been plotting on me, DeVal?
First of all,
DeVal been plotting on me, y'all.
I've been plotting. I've been plotting since the moment you said you was pregnant. I've been plotting on you.
You were plotting on me for the get back. Once I said I was pregnant?
Hell yeah. Because it's a process.
Okay, forward thinking.
See, this is the problem. This is the problem a lot of gentlemen fall into. Okay.
Okay.
They wait until the moment the 6-week checkup comes to start the process to get intimacy back.
Mm-hmm.
You don't start then.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you start?
When?
First trimester.
Really?
Yes.
All right. I'm trying to think back to that.
Women are cerebral, right? Women are cerebral. Everything is about how she feels about herself, how she feels about us, how she feels about where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you got to put deposits in early on.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's a reason why I've been getting the Gok 9000 throughout the entire pregnancy. It ain't even had nothing to do with you. You ain't even realized I was doing this to you and you were just doing it. Listen, you could call me the pregnant baby mama whisperer because I know what I'm doing now. This is number 4. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Number 1.
Go ahead.
Number 1.
Tell them.
You have to make sure this woman feels safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes.
Number 1.
Accurate.
Safe. Because safety allows you to do what? Open up, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you feel safe. And now when I mean safe, I'm not just talking about protect her with armed guards that keep her. No, I'm talking about a safe space for her to express how she feels, what she needs, what she wants.
Mm.
And I say, for the last 2 pregnancies, I've created a space for you to do
that. That you have.
Right.
That you have. Very comfortable.
What I've learned is that if you can express yourself,
mm-hmm.
it opens up a space for intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now she's like, oh, I can say how I feel. DeVal doesn't get upset. He understands where I'm coming from. Because I truly do want to hear where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only way I can continue to maneuver is if I try to listen to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
That's, and it'd be the early. Active listening for me.
Absolutely.
Such a turn on.
Absolutely. Now, I ain't gonna lie, the shit is exhausting. Because when you're pregnant, shit be changing from day to day, mm-hmm. hour to hour, second to second.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exhausting. But if you want intimacy at that point when you can go back to doing what you do, you have to start from then.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
That's number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Before we go to number 2, I want you to speak on how you felt intimacy was
mm-hmm.
during the pregnancy.
You know, it's funny. For me, it happened in waves because mm-hmm. every day was a different feeling or a different obstacle or just different portions of the pregnancy. So in the very beginning, of course, being super sick, you don't really want anything to do with anybody. You're mm-hmm. sleeping all the time. Mm-hmm. You're mm-hmm. almost being like, you almost look at your significant other like, you're the reason why I'm in this position absolutely. Right now. And you're walking around here like completely normal. Nothing ever changes for you. You start to have all sorts of issues of resentment. But then you quickly remember like you both wanted this. So why are we mm-hmm. here complaining? This is mm-hmm. just par for the course, right? And then you have the moments where you do want to be affectionate and intimate. So for me, that's like second trimester. We can go back to being a little bit of ourselves because I'm past the sickness phase, but I'm not quite big enough where I feel like mm-hmm. I'm not attractive or I mm-hmm. don't feel like I want to do anything.
Go ahead and say that one more time. You said what? You felt like you were not what?
Attractive.
Mm-hmm. That leads me to number 2.
Okay. Gotcha. And then there's a third trimester where it's just like, get this baby out of me. I'm big as a house. Like, this is exit only. This is an exit only area. Nothing should be mm-hmm. entering at any point, at least in my lady parts, mm-hmm. right? So that was my issue mm-hmm. during the entire pregnancy. Mm-hmm. However, I will say that you did always make me feel desired.
Oh. Okay. You think that was by accident?
This is very contrived now.
It's not contrived. It's a very deliberate, deliberate idea of making sure that my woman has what she needs to make it through.
Trust me.
Through this pregnancy.
It was appreciated because it definitely helped, at least for my psyche, for me emotionally, to make me feel like, okay, well, all is not lost, right?
Right.
And my husband still desires me and only me.
See, so what happens is, and people tend to make mistakes when they think like, oh, this, for example, you said this sounds contrived, right? Mm-hmm. It's not contrived. I want you to feel desired so that you can continue to desire me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to help you feel desired. I can't sit back and hope that you feel desired.
Okay.
And
oftentimes, so you're just being active.
It's
actively.
About being active. It's about being purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people, especially men during pregnancy, don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be even more purposeful during pregnancy than you were during the dating process.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So you know I say a woman is eating for two? Realistically, during this process, you're being purposeful for two.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only do I have to make you do it for yourself, but you're doing it while growing someone else.
Right.
So I'm also trying to be purposeful for you and my unborn child.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to make sure both of you, when you come out, feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And the more appreciated and the better you feel while going through this process, the more you can reciprocate it.
That is spot on.
But also, the better the child will come out. Think about how peaceful Dakota has
been. Oh my goodness. He's probably, definitely. Yeah, I can see the connection there. You think about, he came out super cool. He's been such a chill baby. You're right.
Yes.
You're absolutely right about that.
So that's the second part. Mm-hmm. We're talking about helping you feel desired, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do I help you feel desired? I remember we did a video in Cabo where you were trying to get dressed up.
I was,
and
yes.
And you put on the skirt.
Yes, because I felt like I wanted to do my part to make you feel appreciated or make you feel like you weren't forgotten, because this was our anniversary around that time. And I was about 5 months pregnant or
were
six.
Were you 5 months pregnant?
Yeah, about that.
March, April, May.
July. Yeah, about 5 months pregnant. And I was like, okay, this is our vacation, our anniversary. Mm-hmm. I don't want DeVal to feel as if I forgot something that he loves, which is something you love, is when I put on a little something, drop it like it's hot, right? Mm-hmm. Great. So I was purposeful about making sure that I included, along with my bikinis and tanning oil, something that I think you would like.
Yes.
And for you, it was the effort that I put in.
It was the effort.
That you appreciated.
But also, not only appreciating the moment, but verbally letting you know that I appreciate the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's important. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, we as couples don't, in the moment, let our significant other know verbally how much we appreciate small things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think that's important for a pregnant woman who is trying.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're, and this is what I've noticed with people, right? If you see someone trying, and you don't give them words of affirmation to keep trying, sometimes they fall off and they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was to not only make you feel desirable, but to also let you know that I see you trying.
Mm-hmm.
This way you can continue to try. That's how you keep intimacy at a height.
Right.
Just recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, I recognize it. That don't take much. And it's an honest thing.
Right.
Because what I didn't do during your pregnancy was lie to you. Which will bring me my next point.
Mm-hmm.
But keep going. Talk about how you felt after, you know, the third trimester getting back and stuff like
that. Well, yeah. I mean, well, so then at the third trimester, of course, but still knowing that, okay, in that moment, I was not able to, for example, have intercourse. That's something that during the third trimester, because I was also nervous about having the baby early and there were a lot of factors. So you didn't kick and scream about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also knew that you needed to be taken care of. So there are other ways for me to take care of you, you know, so that I prided myself on being the best Gogok 9000 ever. So that way you did not feel a deficit, that you still felt desired. Man. Thank you. Appreciate it. I might have lockjaw by now, but you know, hey, comes with the territory. But that's something that I then desire to do, because you're right. The reciprocity in it, and seeing that he is doing this, therefore I should do that. And he's acknowledging that I'm doing this. So it makes me want to do more of that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something we didn't even have pre-pregnancy.
No.
Because we had had some moments in our relationship that we've spoken about where you felt underappreciated, or you didn't feel desired, or I felt like, you know, I was doing the most that I could do, but really I honestly wasn't doing the most that I could to make you feel desired. So it's almost funny that in pregnancy, it was so heightened for us that I it was on the forefront of my mind to make sure that you were taken care of because you took care of me so much.
And that brings me to the next point. Being honest.
Yeah.
You have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And not honest to the point where you're being an asshole, but when there were moments, even small moments that weren't even big moments yet, that I felt like, hey, I feel like you're forgetting about me. And we're not even talking about sex or intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I used to be downstairs in the theater, mm-hmm. going through my scripts and doing all this other stuff and preparing the film?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, hey, babe, you know, you haven't even come down and checked on me in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That heightens intimacy.
Yeah.
Because it lets you know that I'm looking for you and I'm thinking about you, even when it has nothing to do with sex.
Right.
And that brought us a lot closer. Yeah. Because then what did you start to do? Just come downstairs.
Come downstairs, yeah.
Just come downstairs. Mm-hmm. And come downstairs leads to what? Leads to you hugging on me and me hugging on you, mm-hmm. and you falling asleep, but you feeling like I'm there and I'm feeling like you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And even on days where there were no intercourse and there was no Gog 9000, we just enjoyed each other's presence.
Right.
And when you can truthfully enjoy the person that you're next to,
mm-hmm.
intimacy remains high.
Right.
Because I can just hold your hand. I can just rub your leg. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? You can just lay on me and fall asleep, and our heartbeats can be in rhythm,
mm-hmm.
and we can fall asleep together and mm-hmm. wake up and feel good, mm-hmm. because we're spending time together.
Right.
These are like deliberate things that men can do while dealing with a pregnant woman that sometimes can be difficult, and I'm going to explain why it can be difficult. There were times where you didn't want to leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just
exhausted. Just because I was tired, or that was right. my comfort space was mm-hmm. my bedroom. Yeah, our bedroom.
Your comfort space was our bedroom, but that's not my comfort space to get work done.
Right.
Because if I go in there, I'm going to fall asleep.
Right.
So there were times where we spent hours on different ends of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn, this was a big thing for me, that there is a time and a space for you to just be by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I want intimacy all the time because my love language is physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had to realize that a pregnant woman sometimes just wants to be mm-hmm. left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, too, the times where I left you alone, even in the house, you missed me. I would be downstairs and I mm-hmm. would get a text and all I get is, hey, where are you?
Oh, yeah. I'd FaceTime you like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'd see you in the theater. And
that's important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Giving you time to miss me is very, very important, even when you're not pregnant. But more important when you are pregnant,
mm-hmm.
because then that gives you time to reminisce on the good times.
Right.
And then that also brings intimacy to a heightened level, because when you yeah. miss people, distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Right. Even in the same house.
Yes. Yes.
Even in the same house, because you're right. DeVal is very much into physical touch and he wants me to like be near him, mm-hmm. which I appreciate. After 20 years, my husband still wants me to be around him and to mm-hmm. be near. And that's something that I sometimes take for granted, because I'm like, okay, you know, I'm okay being in the room by myself in this moment, or he's mm-hmm. all right downstairs studying. If he's studying, let me let him concentrate. And recently you had said to me like, yo, I just want you to check on me. Just check yes. for me. He's like, the only one that checks for him in the house is Cairo.
He's the only one in this house that ever checks. Well, I won't say checks on me. Other people check on me when they want something. You know?
Like with Jackson, as daddy, are you taking me to practice?
Yes.
Or my mom is like, DeVal, are you going to assemble whatever in the box? Yes. Or
your father wants to go to Home Depot.
Right.
Or Kaz want me to put together a toy.
Right, right, right.
Or you want me to buy something.
But I don't ask you to buy no more. I just go buy it. So no, I don't be coming right. to you for that.
You're
I'd be
right.
like, DeVal, I'm just putting you on notice that I purchased right. something. But yeah, like after 20 years, I have to appreciate and love the fact that you'd still be checking for me mm. and you want me to check for you. So I learned that as well too in pregnancy. It's almost like we were put under like they say pregnancy puts the body under a mini stress test.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it puts the relationship under a mini stress test in a Absolutely. Sense. So you can see where the red flags are or see the potential for things to go
absolutely
wrong in the future, or see the room for improvement, or see the room for effort. Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually pretty dope, because it worked for us in this circumstance.
It definitely worked. And I think that it's important for men to know that it is your responsibility to control intimacy during pregnancy, because mm-hmm. there's things in your child's mother's body that she can't control, like hormones and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So putting the onus on her to let you know when she wants to be intimate is, to me, it's a cop out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think it's your job. You don't have anything else to do during the pregnancy other than work and do every, you know, do everything outside of her body. Mm-hmm. But there's things she can't control. And if being with her and having parts of her body is something that you want, you have to control that aspect. So for me, a big thing I did was make sure that you not only felt good mm-hmm. during the entire pregnancy, but I stayed on you mm-hmm. about looking good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
You know what I'm saying?
You did.
We talked about working out and all that stuff, and that's health stuff. We talked about that in a lot of podcasts. But I'm talking about making sure you continue to get dressed up and go out. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of pregnant women fall into a rut where they don't feel comfortable in clothes because the clothes don't fit. So they just stay inside.
Right.
And then once they stay inside, they don't put on makeup. And if they don't put on makeup, they don't get their hair done. And then they start to look at themselves in the mirror and they feel down. It's hard for someone to get intimate if they don't feel they look good. Mm-hmm. So what I used to do, and I never told you this, I would say to myself, at some point during the week, I'm going to find a reason for us to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We just
now
gonna,
I'm thinking back.
We're uh-huh. just going to go somewhere. And remember, we used to go, think about when we went to, I don't want to say our neighbor and stuff like that, but we went to their birthday party.
Yeah.
We went to this person's event. We went to that person's event. And you used to be like, babe, I don't feel like it. And I'd be like, right. No, get
yeah.
dressed up.
Yeah.
We're going to go shopping. Exactly. We're going to get some clothes that fit. Because it's important for you to know that you're always going to look good,
mm-hmm.
even through pregnancy.
Right.
You know, pregnancy doesn't stop you from looking good. Do your makeup, do your hair, put these clothes on, be going out. And what I noticed in doing that is when you saw yourself looking good, you then wanted to be intimate mm-hmm. with me mm-hmm. because you saw yourself looking good.
That's true. A lot of it is a lot of having to, how we scrutinize ourselves. So
absolutely.
A lot of it has nothing to do with your spouse. So
no,
the guy, you know what I mean?
That's my point.
It's way more about how we feel about ourselves and how we feel like we're presenting
Thank
to you.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of women deal with the fact that I don't even look good. I don't even know if he's going to want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I
right.
see that.
Which, and even after having the baby, a lot of women, too, are self-conscious about how they look. You know, your breasts are sagging. They're leaking. Your skin's a little loose in your midsection. Your booty's a little droopy because you haven't been doing squats, which is my case right now. but there's so many things that you tend to just mm-hmm. pick apart because then it makes the intimacy experience that much less
because you're self-conscious
for you and for your spouse
absolutely
yeah, for your significant
but
other
who's,
so
but whose job should it be to make sure that a woman looks good and feels good about herself
whose right no of course be? Your significant other should be uplifting you
because I'm the one that wants that
right
I want that part of you
mm-hmm.
so I think it's just an imperative that I be purposeful about making sure that when you wake up in the morning
mm-hmm.
that you like I'm a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, think about
regardless of what phase I'm in.
So check this out. And you probably don't even notice this. When you get up
mm-hmm.
to go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
what do you hear from me?
Baby, okay?
No. Oh, man, I do want to say baby, okay, because I'd be concerned.
Uh-huh.
But don't I catcall you?
even when I was waddling out the bed and the baby was on my bladder, yes. You do.
All the time.
You do. Or it was cute because in a way too, it wasn't necessarily an intimacy moment, but DeVal towards the very end would feel me trying to get out of the bed. And every single time, you're such a light sleeper too. And I would get up to pee about 11 times a night. And every single time, DeVal would literally just like reach over and just push me out the bed.
Yo, that's a fact.
And the best illustration I could give y'all is a turtle on their back. Like on the shell, and they're like, ah, I can't move. And then DeVal would just reach over with one hand and just flip me out the bed and then proceed to catcall me as I waddle yeah. to the bathroom. So that is cute. Now I'm starting to think of little isms that you had throughout my pregnancy that I maybe didn't pick up on at the time.
Yes.
But
I was purposeful and deliberate.
I love that you did that though, because yeah. I think that was one of the biggest differences with this pregnancy
Absolutely.
Versus the other ones.
And you were like, we didn't have this. I think maybe the first pregnancy, we didn't have any like sex deprivation moments.
Right.
Because
I can tell because DeVal was in a fairly good mood. This pregnancy.
I was.
Aside from being like tired and exhausted. I mean, just because your schedule's crazy and
Bro,
stuff. But
you
were in a pretty decent mood this pregnancy, I
will
say.
You used to check yourself out in the mirror all the time. And any moment I noticed that you would kind of look at yourself like, eh, I tried to make sure that you focused on something positive so you could leave that moment and be like, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
And then making sure that at least every week or every other week that we went somewhere and you got dressed up, those nights when you got dressed up and was feeling yourself, you definitely took care of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you was feeling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were feeling yourself, mm-hmm. that's when you was just like, I'm going to go do
this. Yeah, it was me feeling me, but you feeling me too. Exactly. And then I felt you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But think about the opposite that has happened,
mm-hmm.
right? There's been times in our marriage and during pregnancy where I didn't know how to deal with those moments.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to say or what to do. Mm-hmm. And when you used to say to me, I don't feel like going nowhere, I'd be like, all right,
mm-hmm.
you're not going nowhere because you're telling me you don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to realize in our marriage that you can't just always just listen to what your spouse is saying. You have to know what they need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, fuck what she's saying. I know what she needs. So I'm going to ignore everything she's saying and just give her what she needs to make herself feel better.
Like for my birthday this year.
Yes.
So I was like, we're doing something for your birthday. I'm like, no, we're not. I want nothing more than for my birthday to be in bed with you and the boys all weekend. So I was like, no.
Nope. Nope.
No.
Nope.
Go get something to wear. We're going out. I'm like,
and
okay.
You went shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm getting all these texts and videos of you in all of these sexy outfits and shoes and you feeling yourself. That's how you increase intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know once you saw yourself like that, then mm-hmm. you realize like, yeah, that's the me that I remember.
Right.
You know, as opposed to sitting. Could you imagine waking up on your birthday and no one's done anything for you because you told people that you don't want nothing done from you? You right. feel like shit. You feel like shit. And the biggest thing about intimacy is knowing your partner.
Right.
And not just knowing your partner sexually, but actually knowing your partner.
Right.
I know you love birthdays.
Right.
And in the moment when I asked you about having something, you might legitimately have felt like you didn't want to do anything for your birthday.
Yeah, I did.
But then your birthday came.
Right.
And I knew that if you woke up and you ain't have nothing planned for your birthday or nothing happened, you would be pissed. And then intimacy would be here. Phew. And then I'd be like, hey, been a couple days since you know. And you like, I don't feel like doing nothing. My birthday came and nobody did nothing for me for my birthday. Now niggas want me to do the gawk gawk. That's what you would have said. And then I'd have been like, but you said you ain't want to do nothing for your birthday. And you'd have been like, just because I said it don't mean that that's what I want.
All right, DeVal.
Am I lying though?
Fine.
Am I lying?
Touche, my nigga. Touche.
All right. I'm just trying to let dudes know, like, this is how you do it. Like, you pay attention, you be deliberate, you be purposeful,
mm-hmm.
and you be smart. You got to be two steps ahead of them, because as much as they say men are shallow, men are simple, women are too. That don't require much. You want to be taken care of. You want to be safe. You want to be admired. You want to be adored. You want to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be loved.
I think any human does, right? Yeah.
Right. And you want it consistently.
I think the same could be said for men, too. That's what you want, right? You want to be adored. That goes without saying, of
right,
course.
But what I'm saying is, like, the problem is people don't do it consistently enough to reap the benefits of it.
Right.
They'll
but
do
we're
it.
Quick to complain
exactly.
that it's not existing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody will do it for a week expecting something in return.
Mm-hmm.
Not realize if you do it consistently over time, you don't have to worry about getting things in return, because if you do it over time, that person will reciprocate it
mm-hmm.
the same amount
mm-hmm.
if you choose the right person.
That's a fact.
If you choose someone that's just a taker, they're going to take that shit and run with it.
That's
but
true.
That's not what we're dealing with. That's why you and I always talk about being of service to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with rekindling intimacy, there shouldn't be anything to rekindle if you continue to be intimate through the entire pregnancy.
Ah, the twist, the plot twist. We shouldn't be rekindling intimacy. We should be continuing intimacy.
See what I'm saying?
You better change the title of the show. Triple, did you hear that? Change the title of the show. So tips for reconnecting after having a baby or trying to stay connected. I think stay connected.
I stay
but if
connected.
You've
you got
did.
The best Wi-Fi.
That's a fact.
Four bars, baby.
Mad Eros all over the place.
Eros everywhere. Bang. D-Rose.
D-Rose.
Not Eros, D-Rose.
Mm-hmm. But if you were, by chance, one of those couples that needed to reconnect after a baby, here's a couple tips that we have here lined up. Don't become complacent. Work on it every day. You just talked about being consistent. Who made this list?
DeVal.
Who made, unless you treat your relationship, your marriage, like it's a living thing, which requires nurturing on a regular basis, you won't have a marriage after the kids leave. After the kids leave.
I need to write a book.
You should write a book, because that's what this marriage and family therapist, Michelle Wiener Davis, said. Number two, slow down and start over. The truth is things have changed. It's important to remember intimacy isn't just hot sex. It's steadfast loyalty. Said it. A commitment to getting through stressful times together. And most importantly, enjoying the warm, cozy moments of home together. I.e. hanging with Deval in the theater.
Boy.
Are you a marriage and family therapist, Loki?
No, I'm not. I just been married a long ass time. And I've done it wrong a long ass time.
And I've been like the best Petri dish for you. Right?
Yes, you have been the best Petri dish.
You're welcome.
That peach.
You're welcome.
Peach is great.
You're welcome.
My favorite dish.
The peach is looking very kind of dried apricot right now, but I'm gonna get back. I'm gonna get back to plump peach status. Okay, again, give me grace.
Your peach always look good.
Number four, create intentional space in your mind and in your bedroom. So create a space in your mind where your identity is as a sensual, erotic being, right, at the forefront. And if it's possible to do so, create a physical space that's just for you and your partner as well. Which I think we have our bedroom, we have the theater, which I think is where Dakota was made.
But the thing is, I think that may work for some people, not everybody, because mm-hmm. you and I like the spontaneity.
True.
So we have a lot of our best sexual experiences when we're on vacation because it's different, it's new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the excitement of doing something physical together often leads us to great sex.
Oh, absolutely. Fly me out, babe.
You know what I'm saying?
Fly me out. Like, so after the new year, fly me out.
Yeah, I got you.
Fly me out.
I'm gonna go leave and travel this way. I can fly her out there so we can go crazy.
I
think that creating a space in the home can get monotonous.
True.
And repetitive.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's just for me.
Mm-hmm.
So some things work for some people, some things don't. But
however, we did say that within our home we have our spaces where we're comfortable. So if I invite you into my comfortable space for a little canoodling,
and then you
invite me into your comfortable space for a little canoodling, you know what time it is.
Exactly. It is. Yeah.
There you go. Oh wait, number five, don't bank on spontaneity. So according to them, they're saying not to bank on spontaneity. Think about this. Does it hurt more to carve out time for intimacy or to not have time for it? I guess it depends on the person's schedule. Some people have to be mindful of it, which is how I felt like I used to interact with you sometimes at some points in our marriage where I would have to kind of carve out in my mind like, oh, shoot, it's been 2 days. I can't let this day pass without making sure it gets done at some point today.
But then
almost putting
anxiety?
It on my mental calendar. And it did. It didn't necessarily work for me because then it became a job. So we've realized that spontaneity does work better for us. But we just have to be mindful of being connected, because if we're connected, then it won't feel like the spontaneity is very sporadic. We don't want sporadic spontaneity either. We want consistent spontaneity.
Yes, that's true.
All right. And lastly, practicing gratitude. A little appreciation goes a long way. Remember that even when things are hard, to let your partner know that you see and you appreciate them and that all things work to maintain a healthy family. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Deval's always letting me know how appreciative he is of me.
I truly am.
Everything he does or everything I do. And then I feel the same about you in terms of everything you do to create this space, especially now where we are in our life. And not taking for granted the struggles and the process that we went through to get here. I think that's what makes it that much better for us now to experience. So
absolutely.
Practicing gratitude is a big one.
I got one thing I want to say before we go to break, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to one of my single buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to out him because we have our private conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But he was talking to me about how much he goes through being single to try to have sex consistently.
Right.
Juggling women, trying to catch and hold on to women, trying to catch them at the right time so he can get this one and get that one. And he was talking about, bro, it's a lot of work, right? But then he mentioned something to me and just like, man, when you get married, like you shouldn't have to work that hard to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, bro, let's think about this for a minute. Think about all the work you put in to have sex single.
Mm.
Why would you not want to put
too.
Why would you not want to put in work to have sex when you married?
Mm.
Why is it automatically assumed that just because you married, I don't got to put in no work to have sex? It should just be automatic.
Facts.
But when you single, you willing to spend money, spend time, chase chicks,
randoms,
play phone games,
right?
Do all of these things. It's
right.
Like that doesn't change when you get married. The only thing that changes is that you're putting the same amount of energy into one person.
That's true.
And pretty much guaranteeing results.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know if you put this work into this person, mm-hmm. it's going to be reciprocated. Because I said to him, I said, how many times have you put an energy into a chick and not got what you wanted out of it?
That's true.
It happens
true.
A lot. That's why I be balancing and bouncing from chick to chick. And I right. was like, think about it.
That should be exhausting or no?
And I asked him, I said, bro, that shit don't get tiring? And he was just like, yeah, it do get tiring. But he said, I don't want to have to do that with my wife. I just want to be able to get it when I get it. And I said, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Women get used to you playing all these games to get it when you're single.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get married, you're not trying to play those same games. Or you're not trying to put that energy and attention into it.
Right.
Shit gets corny and monotonous for them too.
Right.
So my thing is, I love the chase. I've always loved the chase.
Yes,
right?
That is true.
So my thing is, I look at my wife as the chase. Right. Let me see what games and things I can do now to keep her on top of her game sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like a Rubik's Cube. When the minute you think you've got it figured out and you turn that box and, oh shit, there's another different color. It's like, oh, something changed.
Mm-hmm.
Because women are constantly evolving the same way, well, all people are constantly evolving. So you can't get into a routine and expect it to always be the same like this. You should be always trying to figure out your wife when it comes to
intimacy.
Well,
that's how I be throwing you loops and whatnot to keep it spicy.
That's why you
I'm a whole ass Rubik's Cube. That's what I am.
That you are. Complicated ass.
Right.
Simple.
But
Rubik's
you know what
cube.
You are? A fucking genius. You know DeVal can solve a Rubik's Cube, y'all?
I can.
He can. He actually
I haven't
can.
Done it in a while, though.
Yeah. We'll do it for y'all one day. Not to
I
put
will.
No pressure on you.
I have not done it in a while.
That's all right, though. Your mind is still sharp.
I hope so.
If not, twist me around.
I
bend me out of shape.
You see what I'm saying, guys? She ready.
How about
she
that?
Ready. Where we at? Almost.
I'm ready.
We,
stop. My breath's about to start leaking again, huh?
You.
We gotta take a break again. We gotta take a break. I gotta change my breast pads.
All right, we're gonna take a break so Kate can change her my breast pads. And when we come back,
or I should find the baby. Letters. Where's Dakota? Come on, bro. Time to go.
He don't got no titties.
I know. He's looking for him.
We'll see y'all in a little bit.
We'll be back after we pay some bills.
There's power in every purchase, because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. And y'all know I love my lip bar products. That's just one, to name a few.
There is a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long.
That's right, y'all. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
That's right. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, we back.
We back.
You want to go first?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's dive into these listener letters for this week. Shout out to y'all for constantly writing into us. We love it. Triple gets a kick out of reading y'all's stories and picking them. So, hey guys, love y'all. We love you back.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my fiance just had a baby in May. He will be 7 months next month. Yes, congrats to that. How am I able to get my sexy back if my spouse's hygiene is not up to standards anymore? And he wants head, etc., but is not properly clean and smells like sweat. How do I have this conversation? How dare you, bro? Like, come on, man. That's the least you can do is manscape, wash up, get rid of the potential schmegma that might be existing in that space. Like,
so,
come on, bro.
Here's the thing, bro. It's the truth.
Come on.
It's the truth. We as men got to hold ourselves accountable, right? We gotta hold ourselves accountable, right? All right. You, a lot of men, I want a chick that got a small waist, fat ass, hair on point, lashes and shit. Niggas gotta take care of themselves, bro. We in our group, in our like men's group, we be clowning our boys who be getting out of shape and not taking care of themselves. Because it's irresponsible and it's unfair for you to expect your wife or your girl to continue to look at you like you did when y'all was together, when you was in your prime chasing hoes.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got a girl and you looking like Santa.
like
even
Santa?
Even Mrs. Claus was like, yo, Saint like, Nick, go wash your balls. Don't go out and be delivering gifts all night and then you want to come back on the 26th trying to get the
it's gargoyle. Cold outside, but you still sweaty.
Right.
How about you know that? What I'm saying?
Like Mrs. Claus was like, yo, go wash your ass. But nah, gentlemen, bro. We have to do a better job as well of taking care of ourselves to make sure that we're constantly desirable
yes.
to our partner.
And
bro.
There's nothing more undesirable than like sweaty balls. Or you would even kind of try to play yourself the other day. Was just like, I ain't really sweat.
Myself,
he was like, I ain't really sweat. I was like, bro, you got on Under Armour. Like Under Armour in itself got your joint all tucked up in there for an extended period of time.
So listen, let me tell you.
You didn't smell bad, but I was like, you could have used a quick little like 1-2 in the shower.
She asked, how do I start this conversation? Remember, I'm going to tell you how to start the conversation. So I was supposed to be working out, right? I'm going downstairs to work out. And while I go to work out, the kids come and talk to me. So they want to do this, they do that, blah, blah, blah. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do no cardio. I'm just going to lift weights. I'm not a sweater. So while I'm lifting weights, I get done. I come upstairs, eat some dinner. Me and Kate talking. We watching some videos. And she just like, yo, baby, what's up? Let me try to, you know, knock you off, right? I'm like, bet. So I'm just like, let's go. And she like, nigga, you still got workout clothes on.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, but I ain't sweat. So then she was just like, DeVal, you don't try to play yourself, son. Go get in the shower, son, and come out. So I was like, damn.
Just you make like
it,
that.
You make it seem like I was playing full court basketball, right? So then I'm like, fuck it, I want this. So I go get in the shower. She come up behind me and she look at me, right? Then she just put her hand out, right? And she like juggle my balls and she just like, you're not bad, but I got to be down there with my
yeah,
mom,
nah,
right?
Son. You can use a little 1-2, a little 1-2.
If that's your husband, bro, have the conversation with him.
If that's
like,
your husband,
yo,
sis.
Yeah, that's your husband, him. Sis. Like, yo, tell him, like, y'all supposed to be best friends, life partners. If you can't be honest, if you cannot be honest with the dude that you about to put his genitals in your mouth, then are y'all really that close?
That's that
you know what
part.
I'm saying? Like, that's
you
truth.
Know how many times I done jammed my freaking armpit under this nigga nose to be like, hey, do you smell anything?
Yeah, all the time.
Just in case? Because
all
you just
time.
Never know.
And she, girl. Like, we check, when it comes to hygiene and just being healthy, we check each other.
Yes.
When Kadeen used to feel like, I don't know, something may be going on down there. Can you check down there? All right, boom. Open it up. Mm-hmm. I'm in there like.
Facts.
What's up? Let's see if you need something. I don't know. You may need to go see the doctor because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Something that's just what
right
it is.
Down here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do that for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's mine. and right. I'm hers.
Right.
And you have to be able to have these conversations with each other, especially when it comes to that area.
That's
because
a fact.
Here's another
because
thing,
what's yours is mine and what's mine is ours at that point. So we got to make sure whatever I got, you got, and vice versa.
And if your hygiene ain't on point, you can give your wife an infection.
Yes. Talk about that.
Yo, like seriously.
Talk
like,
about that.
Because we had this conversation with about circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, I know there's a big anti-circumcision thing. Mm-hmm. But speaking to a lot of women and speak if you are not shaving down there
because mm-hmm.
your hair holds fungus,
mm-hmm.
sweat, and then
bacteria.
And you go to have sex with a woman and then she's open down there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to just start thinking about...
Right, and then you want to tell woman. Somebody that this lady stinks
right.
or whatever.
That's you gave what, that's,
you must have gave us the BV.
And sometimes it's
little
not
BV.
Even, and sometimes it's not even like an STD. But if you're not sanitary
mm-hmm.
and you're constantly shoving your stuff inside of a woman, she's going to have issues, bro.
That's a fact. There was a whole thread on Instagram. Did you see that one time it was going around about how men should be grooming down there in order to be?
I seen it. And I seen some dudes talking about something. So I'm a man. I don't shave. Da, da, da. I'm like, bro, it's not too metrosexual or gay to take care of your genitals, bro.
Facts.
Like this whole idea that you less of a man or you don't like women if you take care of your genitals is the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life, bro.
I agree.
And I am a man. I love women, but I shave. I keep my joint low consistently to make sure that my wife don't have no issues because I like to have sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is.
And
like,
it's appreciated.
And the thing is, we don't even have these, to be honest, we don't really have these conversations.
Mm-mm.
Like, my pops
Mm-mm.
never talked to me about grooming. It Mm-mm. just was nothing that... You know, and I don't know. I never asked him if he grooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just you learn things as you get older. But these are conversations we need to have in our community, so it's not considered taboo.
Taboo, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
then also we can protect our women and their reproductive organs.
Right. One less trip to the GYN.
Yeah.
Or urgent care.
And these are things that you learn.
So.
These are things you learn. For example, I learned, even how I shave.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, remember, I used to shave with the trimmer,
mm-hmm.
which used to make my hair super coarse and shoot up.
Mm-hmm.
We would have sex, then you would chafe.
Mm-hmm.
And then in chafing, it would cause an irritation, which was leading to bacterial infections.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, shit, it's the way I'm shaving
yeah.
that's an issue. Or the length that I'm shaving is causing an issue
mm-hmm.
for my girlfriend at the
Such
time.
Such a learning
we were in
process,
college.
Yeah.
And I was 19. You know, I didn't know better, but... I was using the wrong products, even shaving and then using different creams down there afterwards. And then
mm-hmm.
we would have sex and realizing that, dang, those creams I use down there after I shave and then go to have sex go inside of my wife
right.
or my girlfriend. And now
mm-hmm.
she has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to have those conversations, especially if you're going to be that close.
Yes. Please just say it, sis. Say it. Because I feel you. Nobody wants to be down there in no smelly crotch.
Yeah, and it's the same thing, gentlemen. If your wife ain't keeping her hygiene up.
Right.
Say, baby.
You see something, say something.
See something, say something.
Smell something, say something. Okay.
All right. Let me say first, I love y'all. We love
you.
So
much love today. Thank you.
Thank you for always being so transparent with your listeners. Okay. So my husband and I have been married for almost 10 years. I try to be my husband's biggest support system, best friend, and just as everything. Recently, I have not been in the mood. We have 3 kids, all under the age of 7. We both work full time. And I cook every day. I can't tell you the last time we had date night. We don't have family that we can depend on to help us with our kids. I recently tried your idea for the closet, but we have an area in our basement. So I went downstairs and sent him a text message. I waited so long that I fell asleep. I woke up and went to bed. I was so upset that I ended up laughing at myself for even trying. We used to be so much fun, but we are now an old married couple. I don't want to be. Please give me some advice.
What happened? He didn't check the text message?
I want to know from him. Like, maybe he fell asleep.
Right. Maybe because they're that old married couple that just falls asleep now.
Or maybe he only gets texts from her when she wants something. So
and
when
he ignored
she said,
it.
Come to the basement, he was like, fuck that.
He was like, she going to have me assemble something. She going to have me taking out trash.
Right.
I'm not coming
I wonder what the text
You
should have
sent a picture.
That's what I'm saying.
With the text message, sis. That's when you got to get dressed up. You got to get cute. You got to take the little back angle from down low so the booty's all popping. And that's when you send him the message to come downstairs. He'd be prepared. And he would make haste. And come down.
Make haste.
Make kiss and come down.
Nah, this goes back to what we said earlier. She tried one time and now she's over it.
Right.
That's not how it works.
No. Consistency, babe.
Intimacy is about consistency. Mm-hmm. It's not something you do one time, because that one, we went through that too, mm-hmm. where it was like Kadena tried to be sexual and I was not expecting it at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
And then she was like, I was trying something new. And you didn't even, you know, you didn't even respond the way I wanted you to respond. I need y'all to,
over the course of like our entire podcast seasons, the different voices that DeVal has for me, okay? I'll be sounding like a wounded goat. I'll be sounding like, I don't know what this was just now.
Okay, that's how you be sounding. You be like, I was trying sometime. And when I tried to do this for you, then you didn't respond. So I'm like, why should I even do that anymore?
But you're right, though. Because sometimes you feel like if your efforts falling on deaf ears or on a limp dick, then you're like, what was the whole point of that?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you, it's like a shot to your ego. So I can understand how she may feel in that moment. Like, damn, like I was trying something and right. here we are. But at least she's trying, though, which is a good thing.
But she tried. She's not trying. True. If she continued to try, that would be trying. But you know, and it takes time for you to break that, like that mental cover that you have on yourself. Because mm-hmm. when you was trying different things, I was blocking it mm-hmm. because in my mind I was like, "She's not gonna keep this up, so I'm not even gonna actively get used to this,
right? Or get excited,
or get excited."
And then my thing was in that moment, why are you even like thinking about that? Like, can't you just enjoy the moment in the moment that it is? Like, here is the present. Be present in this moment and stop thinking about what happened before or what's gonna happen in the future, and just be exist in that moment.
Because it's easier said than done. It's easy to say, just receive this in this moment mm-hmm. and don't think about it. A lot of times you can't control where your mind goes.
Right.
Like, I don't expect you to put on a leotard and heels when I ask you to put on a nurse's outfit and a wig and my mind to be like, well, she didn't put on what I asked. I expect to be excited. But then when I don't see what I asked, you know what I'm saying? And that's
Is that the time you talked about my dusty leotard? Did I have the nerve to call my leotard, my little bodysuit, dusty?
But
it was not dusty, y'all. Listen, it was cute. It was Savage X Fenty.
We were in the funk. I had asked for something in particular. When you asked me exactly what I wanted, I told you exactly what I wanted. You gave me what you wanted. And on a normal day,
I just thought it was cute.
See, and on a normal day, I'd be fine. But when you ask me what I want and I'm expecting
and you're
that,
specific,
then my mind is going to like, what is this?
Facts.
And then you just trying to get me going, and you like, okay, what's going on? And yeah. I'm just like, bro,
you were supposed to be a nurse. My bad.
Baby, keep trying.
Keep it going, girl.
Keep trying.
Yeah, keep going. And then, you know, creative ways to get date night. Like, we've done date night in the car if we couldn't get away from the kids, in the garage, like little things like that. Yeah, I think the consistency part is what you're going to have to work through. So. But she has the interest, I should say. Not that she was trying,
absolutely.
But the interest is there.
She don't want to be
an
old married couple.
So she doesn't want to be. Like, we've said that so many times. We're like, we don't want to be our old married couple. We don't want to be our parents. We don't want to be other couples that we've seen.
What is the worst sex that I like, that I hate? What is the worst
sex?
Oh,
like rolling over in bed and just being like, oh.
Yo, there was a point in our marriage Monday. Where Kadeen and I would be laying on the bed, shoulder to shoulder, and then she would just roll over and be like. And I'd be like, yo, don't touch my dick. Just don't touch my dick. And she's like, what? What do you mean?
Because it would be that time when I know I was like dead tired, but I'm like, damn, it's going to go on day two, day three. Shit, if I don't do something now, so then I like throw my hand over there and he'd throw it back.
I throw that shit right back. Like, nah.
I was just like, well,
good.
Damn.
I'm good on all that.
No, damn. Well, listen,
Mom Mabel.
Now we know
old
what time
granny
it is.
Sex. don't nobody want no damn granny sex.
If you'd like to be featured as one of our listener letters, y'all, keep emailing us at deadassadvice@gmail.com.
Yes, that's deadassadvice@gmail.com.
All right, moment of truth time.
My moment of truth, man, is I just hope every relationship learns how to have not dead ass, but live ass. Because that ass be live right now. And understand that intimacy needs consistency.
Yes.
You don't just, I want to get intimacy back. If you get to the point where it's like, how do I get intimacy back? That means that you were consistent at letting intimacy go, which is messed up.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So get it back, keep it rolling, keep that intimacy going through everything, highs and lows, ups and downs, changes in life. Just continue to be intimate your whole relationship and you'll never have to worry about getting it back. Be deliberate about it.
That's so good. That I feel like that was everything.
It's off the top,
that was
baby.
All the things.
You said I was a genius.
Yeah, I was going to say consistency too, but also I think we should be recognizing when your partner is putting in effort, yes, to know that, okay, he's putting in some effort. So that's going to jumpstart something in me to then reciprocate that effort. Yeah. I think that's probably the sexiest thing about thinking about intimacy and the continuation of it, or if in your case, having to rekindle it, is knowing that it's kind of like a ping pong match, yeah, you know? And if I look at it that way, now that you've pretty much broken down to me your strategy while I was pregnant, I feel like it's something that will be worth taking on through the rest of our marriage, since we've had moments in the past where we've had our dry patches and we've had our obstacles with it. If we look at it to continue to just be a bouncing back and forth thing, I think it'll work for us.
Well,
also, post-pregnancy.
Also, I'm glad you said the bouncing back and forth thing, because I did also realize in listening to you talk just now, also recognizing who has the higher sex drive in the relationship, and realizing that if you're a person with a higher sex drive, it's okay to put in more effort in that part of your marriage, because that's what you require.
Right.
As opposed, that's what you want. As opposed to saying, well, my partner needs to meet me and do exactly what I do.
Because, or figure it out.
Right. That's just not fair. Because like I told my homeboy, if I was single, I would be putting a ton of energy into getting some ass. So if I'm putting all that energy, I should put the same energy into getting it from my wife, or making her feel special enough that we can share it,
right,
as opposed to saying, well, now we married, so you need to make sure that I'm getting it as much as I need it. That's selfish, and that's not being of service to your partner. So if you recognize that you have, and sometimes it's not a husband. We've listened, we've had women write in and say, yo, my sex drive is higher than my husband's.
I know some women,
and what's up? If your sex drive is higher than your husband, that energy you would put into getting some dick, if you was a single woman, put that energy and they're getting your husband to be into you, as opposed to saying, well, he need to take care of it.
Right.
That's just not fair.
Right. Absolutely. I love it. Yeah. All right, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I think it was pretty cool, pretty fun.
Had a good time.
I did too. And be sure to find us, y'all, on social media. Deadass the Podcast. You can find me at Kadeen. I am.
And I am DeVal. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
That part. Deadass.
Live ass. Deadass is a production of iHeartMedia Podcast Network and is produced by Denora Pena and Tribble. Follow the podcast on social media at Deadass the Podcast and never miss a thing.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.